This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes we're always on the go and in the know on the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen, moving along into the world of the fantastic. Good news from Washington today. Not often do we think there's good news coming from Washington. This is a story of a 65-year-old grandmother who is alive and quite well, thank you. Thanks to a firefighter who went into her burning apartment building. This is Southeast Washington. This was late Wednesday night. I just saw this last night. I thought it was worth our spending a moment on. He took off his breathing mask, Jennifer, to help rescue this woman who was ready to jump from a third floor window to escape the smoke and the flames that had inundated that floor of the apartment building. His name is Danny Lovato. No relation, I'm guessing, to Denny Lovato.
Right.
Being hailed as a hero this week, he shared his air supply with Phyllis Terrell after the blaze broke out in her apartment, 1700 block of Minnesota Avenue Southeast. The lady and her rescuer haven't actually met yet. They were treated for smoke inhalation and were in intensive care as of last night at the Washington Hospital Center. But isn't that something? That's the kind of thing. And by the way, the Washington media is making a big deal out of the fact that he's white and she's black.
Why is that?
I don't know what to do. I'm kind of trying to think for a minute of what people would say or think.
Because white people don't save black people?
White people don't want to.
I
was going to say something. Garbage. I just decided I'm not even going to say what I was thinking. It is garbage. It is just plain garbage. The best thing here is that she's alive. He's alive. He thought of her first. And they, by the way, had a nice dog there that the firefighters rescued about 5 minutes after this lady was rescued. And other residents then were taken out. There's some good pictures of this fellow on the ladder getting to her and then taking her out on the ladder. I always thought, you know, you watch those shows like Chicago Fire and you see them on the ladders and the smoke's coming out of everywhere. I've seen some real, as far as actual fires are concerned. How many of you actually have seen a fire or been a part of a fire? We actually had a fire in my home when I was a kid, and I was the one who saved the day, so I was told, by the fire chief. My house, the old farmhouse where I grew up, we had a shed on the back of the house we moved in, and there was no heat in it, and there was no anything. It was just a shed that had been put on the back of the house. And there was no bedroom for me, so that became my bedroom. And So then eventually the room got wired for electric and all that other stuff. And my mother fell asleep on a couch one night smoking. And that, as you can imagine,
that'll do it.
Yep, it did it. And so I woke up to the smoke because the only heat I got in my room was through a vent in the floor. And of course, the room filled up with smoke. And then I went down, I got my mother out of there. And called the fire department, went in and woke up my sister, woke up my father. And I'll never forget the two things that stick in my mind more than anything else from that event were my father running out in the street. He was naked when the fire department got there. Never will I forget that. I was about 6 years old, I think, maybe seven. And I had to go across the street because our best friend was Dan Phillips, who ran the farm where I now live, but I'm moving from in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. He was asleep. And his wife was asleep. They had a dog named Tippy who was really tough. And my father said, go across the street and get Dan. And I thought to myself, well, you know, like all the farmhouses around here, all the doors are open. Tippy, fortunately, was for me, he was sleeping in the back part of the house. I went through the front door. I knew he usually slept in the back. So I went through the front door, up the stairs into Dan and Elsie's bedroom, and I went to the side of the bed and I whispered. You know, Elsie was on the outside. Elsie, our house is on fire. And she woke up. What? She saw me there, and then she said, Dan, Dan, Dudley's house is on fire. And so he jumped out of bed and ran downstairs, and over he went to help save the day. But anyway, if you, it's hopefully you'll never experience a fire in your home or your office or anything that, because it's a scary thing. You got a car fire. I was in a car fire, involved in a car fire once. Man, those things are really, because the pungency of the smoke is different than what you would get in your house for the most part. But it's really, it's very easy to lose your breath in circumstances like that. And so these firefighters are trained in what to do, obviously. And so this guy, and I have been told, firefighters are told, never take off your mask, because if you do and you get, you succumb to the smoke, you won't be able to help anybody and you'll croak too. So this guy broke the rules to save this woman and get her out of there. So good. Good for him. And good for that circumstance. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, big story this week about the military flying drones over our country. And so we asked you how you felt about that. Let's see how this shook out. 31% said another step toward a police state. Man, don't we all believe that? Let's see. Well, most of all, there's 31% of you believe it anyway, along with me. 21% said sometimes security is more important than privacy. What is the matter with people who think that way? Oy, that's what they hope you're going to think, so you go along with that nonsense. 17% said, I'd like to know how much this is costing us. 10% said, this is an invasion of privacy. 3% said, I feel safe knowing they're up there. Give me a break, will you please? All right. You've been very quiet, Jennifer. What's the problem?
Because you were just talking to yourself.
I hope I wasn't talking to myself.
So I was just listening. I was just following along with you.
All right. In a moment, important food news. With our expert, we have actually...
Warning.
If you know what? I've gotten this, that thing that you started doing, a month or two ago called What's Cooking.
Yeah, What's Cooking.
More people respond to stuff like that. People love to know what's going on with their food. Thus, my telling people when it came down to the Monsanto bill, the Dark Act, how many people really are concerned about being able to make choices of their food, where it comes from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I knew I had my fingers on the pulse, but more and more people want to know, would you tell us more about food, food sources, stories from restaurants, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, we'll accommodate you in that department. 14 after the hour. Let me accommodate you if you're losing your hair. How about you take a word from the wise? I have been concerned about my hair for a long time, and I'm told by my pal that my hair is wonderful and I shouldn't worry about it. I got plenty of hair. But, you know, men sometimes are as vain as women are. Sometimes some women think men are more vain.
More,
yes,
by the way.
I was figuring that would come from you, so I thought I'd cut you off at the pass. Anyway,
acknowledging.
Provia is an easy-to-use serum. Clinical-grade botanical extracts. It feels like nothing you've ever touched before. Not like water, not like oil. It just is itself. And maybe it's because it comes, the stem cell therapy that's used to create this, along with some other things that we talk about here on the air. Brand new technology, great research, and the proof is in the pudding. You put it on your hair, cleanses your scalp, opens up the pores, and allows the new fuzz that you will feel in a couple of months to come through. That's the new hair. You got to unplug the pores before the hair can come through, and that's one of the many things that Provia does. It's got a volumizer in it, so your hair looks thicker, and it's just swell. It's a swell product that'll work. It's safe. Men and women are using it every day. So if you want to say goodbye to the wisping hairs that seem to be blowing away, and hello to the new, fuller, healthier head of hair you can have with Provia, call 800-525-8319. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319. You'll actually get two bottles, the regular and the super concentrate for faster work. Just mention my name, please. Doug Steffen says, get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
All right, food news time. Jennifer?
Dougie?
Story about an IHOP waiter who called himself a modern-day Robin Hood was arrested yesterday for giving away $3,000 in soft drinks to diners.
That's not cool.
William Powell arrested, charged with grand larceny. He works at the Brooklyn IHOP, accused of stealing $3,000 worth of beverages. He admits he's been giving free drinks away to customers, but he says it's for a good cause. Quote, I'm serving the ones in need. I take from the rich and give to the poor. Robin Hood. Robin Hood with his band of men.
Do you think this is stealing?
No, I don't.
Really? Even okay, so people were, let me ask you, if when you had your dairy store, because you're a dairy farmer and you had the store where you sold raw milk, if people were handing out raw milk to people because you have a lot of it, would you consider that stealing?
Depends on who they gave it to. If there were
people coming by the store, your customers.
No, but needing is different. I don't know how this guy assessed whether it was need or not.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the issue here. How do you determine need? It's just probably not good judgment on his part, I'm going to guess. Should he be fired? Yeah, maybe if he...
I mean, look, if a homeless guy comes into the store and you want to hand him a cup of coffee, I get it. But if everybody who comes through, you're just like, oh, you don't have to pay for drinks today. Have a soda.
Okay. Taco Bell today unveiling a $1 morning value meal to compete with Mickey D's. The value menu all around the country lets customers order 10 breakfast items for a dollar each.
Let's go order 10 of them, shall we?
Let's see. Sausage, flatbread quesadilla, soft tacos. Tacos?
You're better than that. You can't say taco.
Soft.
A taco.
Tacos.
Come on.
And mini skillet bowl. Hey. Doesn't sound too appetizing, but yeah, listen, to each
own. Yeah, when you say taco, it's not going to sound appetizing.
Taco, sounds like something you put up on the wall, right?
You want a delicious taco. That
sounds
really good.
A taco. All right. We have, where are we, 21 past the hour. Good day.
We'll see you later right now.
Yeah. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 23 at the hour now on the Good Day program, the musical selection or selections for this hour, feature rapper Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav!
Who appeared on a news broadcast doing the weather.
Awesome.
And so this is his rapping weather forecast.
Yeah, boy, yeah, that's right. Y'all thought they was joking. I'm really here, you know what I'm saying? To bring y'all the weather, not only for the good, but for the better. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing, and it's all in the message that we are relaying. Now, check this out. Right over here, you see right there in Salt Lake City, we got 56 degrees, you know what I'm saying? But then also, we're going to take it all the way right here, you know what I'm saying, the West Valley. We got 57 degrees right here in West Valley. And, you know, let me tell y'all something. I mean, you know, the weather's kind of, it's going to be kind of good today. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're looking at today. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Over here is Echo. Let's go to Echo. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hello. Y'all heard the Echo, right? Well, guess what? We got 60 degrees over here at Echo. So, you know what I'm saying? Then also,
why is this? His raps usually have, do you know what I'm saying, that much in them? Or is he just
trying to? Oh, yeah. Hey, that's one of the things. You know what I'm saying? And he always goes, yeah, boy. And, you know, he used to have a dating show that I used to love. Forget The Bachelor. You really want to talk about real class. It was Flavor of Love on VH1.
Really?
Yes.
Flavor Flav. Whoever
he
thought.
He wears a big clock around his neck. Have you seen him before?
I have. And I was, what I was about to say is,
teeth.
Who would have thought that the radio program that you've been listening to for years is going to feature Flavor Flav?
Flavor Flav. And, you know, he used to date Brigitte Nielsen.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's an interesting combo.
Because they were on Surreal, the Surreal Life on VH1, where they put all the, like, B-listers into a house.
Right. Yeah. And I remember that. Right. I remember that. Yes. Okay. All right. Now let's move on to something much more exciting. Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton impressed this week on The Voice with a singer named Joe May, as opposed to, go ahead, Jennifer.
Joe Mama.
Yeah, okay, thank you. He was a contestant last year. He didn't make it, but they were so impressed with him this year. Matter of fact, Christina asked if she could perform the song that he was doing called I Put a Spell on You. Listen to this.
Because you're my
screaming Jay Hawkins song. Kara Seeger is playing that over here. So,
baby, I'll be yours right now.
Did you find the original version of that, Kara? There you go. This is what they were modeling their tune. It's about 45 years old.
You love this song.
I love this song. Screaming Jay Hawkins.
I can't hear this song without thinking of
the things you do. That's the silliest thing that was pretty much ever recorded. But this is what they were doing. A little more refined version of it from The Voice. All right, crank it up, Kara. Kara, have you ever heard this before?
I have. I'm thinking he should do a weather report. That would be good.
Might have been better than Flavor of Fame. Yeah, right. It's good day at 28 after the hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hour 33. After the hour, it's the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. And you okay? So this week, a lot of people were buzzing about something that happened on an airliner, Air France jet, that was on its way to Paris from someplace in the Middle East. Passengers found a woman carrying a baby in her handbag.
Hmm. Kind of reminds me, okay, I don't mean to sidetrack you here, but I kind of do. Do you remember that I Love Lucy episode? Did you wish I had a dime for every time I said that?
Yeah, right.
Do you remember that I Love Lucy episode where she promised her mother she would bring back cheese? And Ricky, I guess, wouldn't let her, and she did it anyway. And so she wanted to figure out how to bring back 25 pounds of cheese from Europe. And so she wrapped it up like a baby and was sitting on the airplane with it. But she didn't bring it a bottle. And so the stewardess and, like, the person sitting next to her were, like, trying to get a glimpse of what was in there because the baby wasn't crying because it was cheese. So when everybody was sleeping so that they wouldn't have to pay for a baby to or for an extra ticket, she and Ethel ate 25 pounds of cheese.
Really?
It's a great episode.
Huh. I didn't remember that one, Jennifer. Thank you for refreshing our memory on that score.
They ate most of it and shoved the rest into Ricky's band equipment.
All right. So you know what the really craziest thing is about this woman carrying her baby in her pocketbook? The cabin crew moved her to first class, and when she got off the plane, the only problem the French authorities said was that there wasn't a valid ticket for the baby. They didn't care that she was carrying her in her pocketbook. They only were worried about, they investigated the fact that she got on the plane with a passenger who didn't pay. Okay. All right, wait a minute. We got to move back to Flavor or Fave for a second.
Flav.
Or do we move ahead to this 50 Cent story. He was in bankruptcy court yesterday to explain the Instagram photos of him laying out $100 bills. He said they were fake, but there were a bunch of pictures that showed him spelling broke with wads of cash that have been piled up in his refrigerator. Apparently, someone of his friends ratted on him and said that his refrigerator at home was loaded with $100 bills. The judge demanded that he appear in court to explain what this was all about. He declared the bills were merely prop money meant to help him maintain his brand. Why didn't he pile up 50 cent pieces then instead of...
Well, because that would be for 50 cent, Mrs. Flava Flav.
No, no, but it was 50 cent. Did I confuse everybody with the reference to Flavor Flav?
I thought you were talking about Flavor Flav.
No, no, this is 50 cent. 50
why
cent.
Wouldn't he take 50 cent pieces?
Right, like, hello, that was what
awesome.
I just asked.
Hello?
That's what I just said.
Look at me all
Paying
confused.
Attention to what I'm saying. Hello?
Don't confuse the blonde girl over here.
Okay. I wouldn't want to do that.
Still thinking about Lucy and her cheese baby.
I'm sure you are.
You really should watch that episode. I'm shocked at you.
I was not ever really... The best thing
don't
about
even,
that show
don't
was...
Don't even utter the words.
What?
That you're not a big Lucy
fan. No, I was going to say the best thing about the show was... Da, 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 da,
do you know what the words are?
Da, da, I love Lucy and Lucy loves me.
And she loves me. We're as happy as
Kara,
she can be.
Kara, hurry up and find the theme, will you, from I Love Lucy. We can sing along. There are two versions.
We will.
One is the instrumental version. That's right. It's Friday. Fun Friday.
Maybe a little outside our demo, but it's Friday.
But look at the people your age who like to watch the old reruns of I Love Lucy.
I know. My friends actually have never watched it. Oh, here we go.
All right, come on, crank it up.
Crank it up. How are we going to sing? Oh, we missed her.
Oh, she got the end of it. There. Not fun. I love Lucy. Lucy loves me.
We're as happy as
happy can be.
We might fight, but then. Oh, how we love to make up again.
I love Lucy. Lucy loves me. We must have.
Okay, that's enough of that. I love Lucy.
This is a new kid censoring what's going on here.
Kara, have you ever watched I Love Lucy?
Yes, I've watched I Love Lucy. Right.
Religiously? Like, do you know every episode?
No.
Do you know the cheese baby episode?
No, I don't.
What is wrong with you people? I cannot work in these conditions.
Okay, good.
I need, please.
All right, if Kara can't find the original version with the lyrics, then perhaps we best move on to something else. Actually, I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Not that I'm not looking forward to a conversation with you, Jennifer.
You know, let's cancel the guest. Forget what you're going to talk about. It is going to be Lucy from
Lucy,
now on.
Right. Lucy, I'm home. All right, you remember, and if you don't remember, I'll be happy to refresh your memories.
Please. But you're hanging out with Flavor Flav.
Weeks ago. No, I don't see that I'd be hanging out much with Flavor Flav. I did hang out, though, with a young astronaut whose name is Dan Wibben. He's at the University of Arizona and is the pilot for the REx asteroid sample mission that will launch in September. And it's a fascinating story of what we have been able to figure out. This is a mission to return samples from an asteroid to the Earth, an asteroid which, by the way, we can't see. We found it, but we can't see it. So he's going to tell us how this all is going to work, what his role in this whole thing is. Fascinating, kid. Dan Wibben, next with us here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Shop Kohl's, Friday night owls 3 to 11 p.m. and Saturday early birds 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and save 50 to 60% on the new Sonoma Goods for Life collection, like Mrs. Short Sleeve Tees, just $6.99, and Sonoma Bath Towels, just $6.99. Save 10 to 33% plus an extra 15% off kitchen electrics. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too, thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
43 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Okay, so you know that I go crazy for stories about space and NASA, and I've been very interested in the private consortium, or the plural actually, Jennifer, because there are a number of consortiums that have been put together to put more men and women into space. I had the good fortune of eating dinner at a friend's house in Denver a couple of weeks ago, and I met Dan Wibben, who is he had been a student at the University of Arizona. How many doctors, I forgot, you have? Tell me about your education here. Refresh our memories as to your education.
Yeah, so I actually attended the University of Arizona for about 10 years, from my undergraduate degree all the way through my PhD. First starting out in the aerospace engineering department and eventually moving over to systems for my grad school work.
Okay, so what intrigued you as a youngster? Why did you decide to follow this path as a career?
Well, space had always interested me from the time when I was a little kid. I remember when I was really young, my mom used to read a book series to me called The Magic School Bus, where a bunch of kids would get in the bus with their teacher, and they'd be able to go all over and explore all sorts of different areas. I remember one book, for example, they got to explore the cells of the human body, but one in particular that really piqued my interest was about the solar system. And I think just from that young age, this space always intrigued me, and just how much we don't know out there. And the idea of being able to kind of work in an industry that allows us to expand human knowledge and what we know about space, that's just really caught my eye.
All right, so this has turned into a life for you, in a manner of speaking. How did you get into this program and then become, in essence, the pilot or the captain of this mission, the solar system exploration for the asteroid? How did all that come about?
So the University of Arizona is leading the science portion of this mission called that I'm working on right now called OSIRIS-REx. And as part of my grad school work, I was able to get in touch with some of the planetary scientists that are leading the mission down there, and got the great opportunity as a student to get involved as an engineer on the mission, working on a portion of the mission down in Tucson where the science images will first be brought down to Earth and be able to begin looking at them and analyzing them from a science perspective. And so I first got involved as part of the engineering of the ground software there. But my background, my research within school was more on the flight dynamics, space navigation side of things. And now after I graduated, I got a job with a company called Kinetics Aerospace, and we are the team that will be as you said, Doug, flying this mission, the OSIRIS-REx mission.
All right. So you're the pilot, you're the captain, however you want to best describe it. You're going to be in charge of this. You were talking about the school bus thing that your mother read to you. This object that is going to be flown into space about the size of a school bus, right?
Actually, it's quite a bit smaller than a school bus, I would think. It's, as you can imagine, just a 10-foot by 10-foot box.
Oh, I thought it was bigger than
kind of the closest. No, it's actually quite small. It's unmanned, so it's just all robotics and computers on board, and we'll be doing the navigation from down here on Earth.
All right. So is this the future in part? Is this an experiment not only to see if you can find the asteroid that nobody can see and then land on it and get samples and that sort of thing, but is this, I mean, we've sent a lot of unmanned orbital missions out to Mars and the thing that was the size of a refrigerator that flew out to beyond Pluto to find that new planet. I think you were involved in that too, weren't you? Can you tell me?
Our team was the navigation team for the New Horizons mission that just flew past Pluto last July and is on its way to what's called a Kuiper Belt object that is out in the kind of an asteroid belt out beyond Pluto.
So, for the unwashed, explain what you just said. Go ahead.
So the mission that went to Pluto back in July, it actually launched from Earth back in 2004, I believe, or maybe it was 2006. Either way, it took about a 9-10 year mission flight from Earth out past all the other planets. It did a flyby gravity assist past Jupiter and flew past Pluto, and we saw those great images come down last summer. And it's actually continuing on and flying out to a small object that is its next target that's out past Pluto.
But you don't know for sure. You've never actually seen, nothing's ever actually seen what it's headed for, right?
I think we have seen some of the Kuiper Belt objects that are out beyond Pluto. It's quite a large amount out there. And we have a fair amount of information on them so that we at least know where to basically drive the spacecraft, so we know kind of where we're headed in a general sense.
Right.
And we'll kind of get a better idea as we get closer.
Let's come back to the OSIRIS-REx science project, this mission that's going out to find an asteroid. You told me that nobody can see it, but you know it's there. How does that happen?
Well, we can see it with radar imagery from the Earth. So it's you can't see it. It's too small.
How do you see it on radar? How far away from the Earth is it?
It's actually quite close. It's between Earth and Mars
Right around the corner.
Yeah. In a relative sense.
I suppose, yeah. Right, yeah, it is. How long will it take for this thing to get out there to find the asteroid?
It'll take us about 2 years to fly there. We launched this September in about 6 months. It'll take 2 years, and that is mostly because after a year of flight, we're going to be doing a gravity assist past the Earth. So we go out away from Earth and kind of come back within a year and then take another year to use that boost from Earth's like gravity field to bring us to the asteroid.
It's like a slingshot effect, I think you said, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
All right. So what will you be doing every day as you sit at your computer navigating this thing out in space? Well, tell us, we got about 60 seconds here. Just tell us how this all happens.
For the most part, once we're actually at the asteroid, we'll be the general idea of what we'll be doing every day is collecting the images down from the spacecraft, using those to get information about where the spacecraft is located relative to the asteroid itself, and using that information to figure out exactly where we are, where we expect to be headed, and then determine based on that if we need to do any course correction maneuvers and things like that, if we need to change our course, or if we're expected to be in orbit, where do we look to be when we expect to take images for today's set to bring down for tomorrow's solution or for the scientists.
I mean, think about how amazing this all is. He's going to be sitting as a pilot at a computer managing this thing. All right, during the course of the next couple of months, Dan, we're going to stay with you. I'd like to get more updates if I can. Congratulations on this very cool Dan Wibben here. on the Good Day program, 51 FBI.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is only TV. I thought you understood about TV. See, this is make-believe. This is just pretend killing that's going on here. See, now, this guy, he's an actor, and next week he'll get shot on another show. I want to meet a woman. I want to meet a woman, and I want to fall in love, and I want to get married, and I want to have a kid, and I want to go see him play a tooth in the school play.
All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish. Nobody said love's perfect.
Darren, what was her name? Daryl Hickman was in this. This is the love theme from Splash. Rita Coolidge singing Love Came For Me as movie music as we get into movie moments. All right, so Chucker, here's a little trivia. Okay. Who was offered this job before Tom Hanks got it? Do you remember?
Michael Keaton?
No.
No?
Nope. Want to try again? One of your favorite actors. John Travolta was offered the role. Bill Murray was offered the role, and Dudley Moore was offered the role. They all said no. They thought the story was silly. So that shows you what they knew, because this was number one movie in 1984 during this week. But also, I mean, can you imagine back? I was looking at another old Tom Hanks movie. Man, has he changed? And I don't think he's aged particularly well. Do you think, agree? I don't think Travolta's aged particularly well either. Murray definitely hasn't aged well. Yeah. Man, does he look awful.
He looks bad.
And Dudley Moore has aged the worst of all of them.
Well, I always compared Michael Keaton to Tom Hanks because I think their talents are very similar.
Similar, yeah.
They could do both, dramatic really well and also comedic really well. Yeah. But, Keaton sort of fell off the radar there for 10 years, but Tom Hanks is...
always been there.
That's one of the great careers in the history of Hollywood.
Yep, I think you're right about that. All right, so that's the story with our movie of the day. We're going to have Chucker tell us what's good at the box office this weekend, and I'm sure you won't be surprised when he tells you what he's going to see this weekend. Stand by for that information up next here on Good Day.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Chucker. What's the story this weekend? What are we going to see that's good?
What are we going to see that's good? I'll tell you what I'm going to see.
Yeah. I said, what are we going to see? What can we see that's good?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to see 10. Well, I'm telling you, the reviews are really good. 10 Cloverfield Lane, which is a sequel to the monster movie Cloverfield. John Goodman and Mary Elizabeth Winstead star. I'm going to go see it this afternoon and let you know what I think about it on Monday.
Of course
also
you are.
Opening somewhat nationwide is The Brothers Grimsley with Sacha Baron Cohen. Film clocks in, Doug, only at a running time of 83 minutes.
Reviews are stupid. Split.
You know, from what I read, there's a couple really nasty Donald Trump jokes in the movie, and the studio has downplayed this film in terms of its advertising.
Really? Because of that?
Yeah, because of that. So it's not tracking very well. Some other movie news of interest: J.K. Simmons, who was the star of Whiplash and also played J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies, signing on to play Jim Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, in the Justice League franchise.
Really?
Over at Warner Brothers. That's pretty interesting casting and a good paycheck for him.
Yeah.
Sony pitches a moving forward with a crossover of 21 Jump Street meets Men in Black. From what I hear, Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill will star, but unlikely that Tommy Lee Jones or Will Smith will appear in this film. Some TV news of interest: CBS renews Supergirl for a second season. My daughter should be happy about that. I like the show also.
All right. Good for you. You're a child at heart, Chuck. Thank you. Chuck Curry with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.